It's Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says the federal government will take steps to reconcile the legacy of the country's Indian boarding school policy. KUNR's Isaac Hoops reports.
Haaland is set to announce the federal government's plan for reconciliation to the National Congress of American Indians mid-year meeting this week. In a recent Washington Post editorial, Haaland wrote more must be done to educate the public about the century-and-a-half period where Indigenous children were taken from their homes and were forced into white-run boarding schools. In northern Nevada, many children from across the Great Basin were sent to the Stewart Indian School in Carson City. The former boarding school is now a museum and cultural center dedicated to preserving the history of the school and the students impacted by the legacy of forced assimilation. Isaac Hoops, KUNR News.
U.S. Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh will travel to Nevada this week to tout the Biden administration's American Jobs Plan. Walsh is expected to meet with workers and business leaders in Las Vegas today. Walsh will also meet with Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak to discuss how the administration's plan to invest in workforce development and infrastructure will impact Nevada. Unemployment rates vary significantly across the region as states lift COVID-19 restrictions and people get vaccinated. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The latest data shows Utah and Idaho have the lowest unemployment rates at around 3%. Montana and Wyoming are the next lowest. All four of those states are under the national average. Jeff Wadups is an economist with University of Nevada, Las Vegas. His state has the region's highest unemployment rate at nearly 8%.
In Nevada, we are very, very heavily weighted toward tourism and hospitality.
Wadups says those industries are just going to take a longer time to recover. Unemployment rates also vary greatly within states. In Idaho, for example, one rural county's unemployment level is twice the state average. There's also a caveat. New Mexico and Montana won't have Mays data for a few more days. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
A Nevada inmate facing lethal injection is asking a federal judge to delay his execution to review the never-before-used drug cocktail the state plans to use. Zane Floyd is scheduled for execution in late July for the killing of four people at a grocery store in Las Vegas in 2000. His attorneys say the drugs and procedure the state wants to use are inhumane and therefore unconstitutional. A judge will likely hear Floyd's plea for a stay of execution at the U.S. District Court in Las Vegas Friday. New research from the University of Colorado Boulder illustrates how mountain community residents can underestimate wildfire risk and overestimate how prepared they are. The research involved surveying residents in the town of Bailey, Colorado. When asked about their risk of wildfire, only 22% said their homes are at high risk. But according to experts, 61% are at high risk. John Burgett is the fire chief for the area. He says a lot of people don't fully understand what comes with having a home in the forest.
We're surprised when we've got deer or elk in our yard or a bear in our yard or a mountain lion in our yard. And we're equally as surprised when fire comes to our community.
Burgett says he also worries that residents that are new to the Mountain West may not understand that local fire departments have limited resources. Eight students from Washoe County Schools are National Merit Scholarship winners. The students will receive annual scholarships to the college or university of their choice, ranging from $500 to $2,000 over the next 4 years. Five of the eight students say they plan to attend the University of Nevada, Reno next fall. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, June 22nd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.